Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Brian Matamore is back. Brian is an eight-year member of our Brain Trust, founder and president of the Matamore Group. He's the author of 21 Days to a Big Idea, also Idea Stormers. That's just two of his many books, and he's the guy who we turn to when we want to put our best foot forward in the marketplace on a number of different levels. Brian Matamore, welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me. And don't tell them the time. 8 years. Gosh.
I know. Yeah. But that's only a third of my time. So it's good to have you back, Brian. So you and I, though, have both been around the block a couple of times. We've been to town at least twice. And we've seen a lot of stuff. And when I think back on my career and the availability of people to work, this what we're going through right now is unprecedented, and it really began prior to the pandemic. I mean, there were in 14 months ago we had under 4% unemployment, and there were still 6 million jobs going wanting in America. And so we didn't have enough people. Now we got 10 million people who aren't working more than a year ago, and we still can't fill the jobs. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, before the pandemic, our clients, I mean, you know, here I'm this ideation creativity guy. I mean, we help companies come up with new products and new ad campaigns and promotions, even cost-cutting and supply chain. I heard you mention supply chain, efficient supply chains. But we were getting requests. And not just one or two requests to help our clients come up with new ways to recruit and retain talent. It became such a big deal. We had smaller clients who were, you know, walking away from assignments because they just couldn't get the talent.
There were people reporting on some of the surveys that I saw, including mine, that said we could grow if we could just find more people. And until we do, we can't grow anymore.
Yeah, and so, you know, it's what are some creative ways you could deal with that? And I'll never forget with one client, they were trying to get engineers to go to pulp mills in northern Canada, right? Huh. I mean, these are very specialized challenges. But, you know, we had the idea, well, maybe you could get your guys who've recently retired go out and evangelize how great this industry is and how great those jobs could be. But right. That was just a creative approach to something like that, which is, I love the expression, the talent wars are over and talent has won, right? and I think it's true. And it's it's even more true now, which is, I think, a little bit counterintuitive.
Right.
I think people want to do what people want to do, right?
Well, the thing that we've got a number of different issues going on here is you're looking for more and more people are not just looking for humans. They're looking for talented, trained people, right? I mean, we're not just looking for warm bodies. We're looking for people because we've got a specific assignment for them. Those people, anyone, somebody can fog a mirror is hard to find, let alone talented people. And another thing that we've got is the people are saying, even you know, yes, we need welders, but we can't even get anybody to show up. And if we find somebody that might show up, they can't pass a drug test or they won't show up on time. You know what I mean? And then of course, the person we know who should be here working is staying home because the government sent them a big check. We got lots of challenges, don't we?
Yeah, I mean, you know, as our world becomes more technologically sophisticated, in some ways it requires, you know, greater skill sets, right? And it can take more time to really get those skills. I mean, my son is a pilot. My gosh, the commitment to do that has been tremendous. Mm-hmm. And And if you don't have the money or the time or the resources to do that, it can be really tough. So,
right. What do you suggest? What do we? What's the first step to solve this problem, if it can be solved?
Well, I do think we have to be creative about how we attract people, right? Obviously, because there are people out there, but you know, it's just that they're harder to get because there's more competition, right? So my view is that that starts with your mission, vision, and values, right? You have to have a, especially for millennials now, the younger folks, I mean, you have to have enough of a company culture and be clear enough about what's motivating you guys and why you're working for a higher purpose, even within very small companies. You know, why am I going to give my time to you guys? Obviously, I'm being paid, but I need a bigger sense of mission. And so the first thing is companies need to be really clear about mission, vision, and values. You know, I mean, Zappos, for instance, is a great example of that. You want to create places where people want to work. That's number one. And number two, you have to have you have to give people the means to self-actualize. And so you, as the leader of your organization, have to be continually thinking about your people. And not only are they getting the job done, but are they happy in right. ways that allow them to self-actualize?
And this is what you mean when you say talent has won the war. Because yeah. when I was looking for my first corporate job a few decades ago, nobody said, "Hey Jim, do you like our values?" Nobody said, "Hey, right. hey Jim, don't you like how we're doing this?" You know, nobody danced around and said, "You know, we hope you love us." You know, they didn't say that. They just said, "You know, get in line. We got 16 people lined up on this job."
Yeah. Yeah, and I after 9/11, I'd done some work with Con Ed, and we discovered when I did some field research that, you know, people were one of the things they were most proud of was ideas that they had come up with to help mm-hmm. the organization. So if you don't have an environment where people are being asked for their ideas, and it's important to follow up on those ideas, obviously, and do something about it, it can be a less than fulfilling place to work, and mm-hmm. People want to help, you know, and so we're moving from command and control that you alluded to, you know, to sort of interactivity and creativity and self-actualization and all
yep.
those wonderful human things.
And the jobs war is over, and if you're hiring talent, you're compromised. You may not have lost, but you're compromised. You're not in the driver's seat, that's for sure. And even after you get them on board, you're not either. We'll talk about that after the break with our good friend Brian Matamore. Brian, I need your website quickly, please.
It's growth-engine.com.
All right, check that out. Quick break. See you next.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.